we do have a serious revenue problem and a budget problem. We cannot solve it by cuts or taxes alone. That's why I'm calling for both. I've taken a look at the budget. As I go through, there's things in there that, well, they may be important to some, maybe not important to the state as a whole, like exposing youth to golf. Now, I have nothing against golf, but when we can't afford to fund our universities or fund our infrastructure or adequately fund our K-12 education system, perhaps we don't need to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on grants for that. And so it's about prioritizing, and it's about making sure that when it comes to revenue, we have a fair system of revenue. And that's why when we have a tax system that is set up for a manufacturing economy, but we have an economy that's service-based, and what we need to do is broaden our revenues. We need to start looking at taxing our service industry. It's 70% of our economy.
And right now, the sales tax structure in Illinois is on goods and not on services. Is that correct?
That's correct. We only tax 17 services in this state. Most states, the average in this country is about 55. Iowa taxes 87. And we need to modernize our tax structure before we start looking at things like income tax, before we start adding taxes to those who are already overburdened with taxes in this state. The amount of money we can bring in could pay off our backlog of bills within 4 to 6 years. But we also need to understand that everybody needs to be paying the system and everybody needs to be doing their fair share in the system. We need to start making sure that corporations and everybody's paying into the system that they're utilizing and that we're not overburdening those already paying in.
If you want to change the structure of the sales tax, you say you want to do that before you consider raising the state income tax.
Correct, because people are hurting. People can't really afford any more taxes out of their paycheck. I'm also an advocate for a progressive tax, but that's going to take a constitutional amendment. That's going to take a while, and we can't wait that long and keep going that many years without a budget. Our state needs to function. We need stability and not more stopgaps.
What do you think of the governor's proposal for a freeze on local property taxes?
I completely disagree with that. I think that should be left in the hands of each community because the state isn't meeting its commitments. So if we freeze our local property taxes and then still not pay the schools and pay the communities what we're supposed to be paying them, then we're basically suffocating these communities. And that's something that should be left up to the community, how much it wants to spend to make up for the lack of responsibility we're seeing from Springfield.
The property tax freeze proposal is part of the governor's turnaround agenda, part of a whole collection of business-oriented reforms that he sees as part of rejuvenating in the long term the state's economy. Is there anything on that agenda that you could support in some form?
I support the governor in his concept of redistricting. We need to take the redistricting out of the hands of the lawmakers and make it independent. I agree with the governor on that. I agree with the governor on the fact that we need to have some prison reforms to make sure that we're only locking up the most dangerous of society and not minor criminals. But in terms of other things, no, I don't agree with a lot of what the governor does. I think his whole turnaround agenda and the way that he is tying it to the budget, is absurd because it has nothing to do with the budget. We need to face these issues that he wants to tackle one-on-one. And what he's doing is using the budget and playing political games with people's lives.
Do you see any need for pension reform, and how would you go about getting that done?
I believe we need to honor our commitments that we've already made. We need to honor the contracts we've made as a state. And then going forward with new hires, we can look into plans that make it more feasible down the road and for long-term stability. But I'm not one for changing the contracts on the people who have worked for this state hard and done a phenomenal job for this state. I'm not willing to go back on our word on them.
You mentioned that you've gone through some of the line items from the budget and you see things that could possibly be gotten rid of. When we're talking about the large amount of dollars involved in the deficit and in the backlog, can you identify any things that will add up to that number?
There's nothing in the budget when we start to get to the prioritizing what the state should do that I think can meet those numbers. And that's why we also need to increase and broaden our revenue stream. Because not only does it make more sense that everyone is paying their fair share and that we stop overburdening so few, but it makes economic sense in that it makes us more stable. The broader our revenue stream, the more stable we are for the next economic downturn. And the fact that we were hurt so hard was because of how narrow our tax revenue stream is.
And the stability question was what I was going to ask concerning higher education funding. What would you do to ensure stability for higher education funding for next year and for the years after that?
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is is fight this notion that the state has created about not funding its higher education institutions. So we need to fund them adequately and make sure that we also get word out that we are committed to all education, K through 12, higher education, and we need to make sure the public understands that so people start staying in this state and coming back to these universities and our institutions. And then we need to adequately fund them in a way that makes sense. You know, we have an institution where I work at Eastern Illinois University. It has a phenomenal graduate program. It's larger than Western Illinois, for example, and it is routinely ranked number one in the state, but it receives every year $8 million less, and they're roughly the same size campuses, $8 million less than Western, and it's not having representatives, it's not having people fighting for their districts and making sure that the schools are getting what they need to thrive. It's just an arbitrary number, and we need to sit down with presidents of these universities and make sure that we are funding them in ways that allow them to not only achieve their missions and educate our students and make sure that they are marketable for the future, but also that they can grow and continue to keep students in the state and bring people into the state. And we need to keep people in the state so that they keep reinvesting in the state.
Wanted to ask you a little more about how you would work with the leadership. How would you work with whoever is in charge, the speaker, who presumably next year will be Michael Madigan or perhaps someone like him, and there would be consequences for not doing what he wants you to. So as a freshman, how much room do you have to maneuver?
Well, I'm not going to base any of my judgments in how I want to be a lawmaker based on whether or not it makes the speaker happy. And I'm not here to represent him. I'm here to represent the people. And if that means he's not going to give me funding for the next election, that's fine, because he hasn't given me any money for this election.
But when it could also affect, you know, what committees you get to serve on or whether your bills move out of committee, how are you going to deal with that?
I will be willing to help bills that I feel aren't going to hurt the people of this district, but help move the state in other areas, as long as somebody's willing to work with me on a bill that helps the people of this district. And I'm fine negotiating and working with people. But if the speaker wants me to vote in a way that I feel is opposite of the way the voters want me to vote in this district, then I'm going to go with the voters of the district.